but he had promised. Romans 8:2 and verse 11. For the law of the Spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus, the law of our new being, has freed me from the law of sin and death. And if the Spirit of Him who raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then He who raised up Jesus Christ from the dead will also restore to life your mortal, short-lived, perishable bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. Since we consider and look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen, for the things that are visible are temporal, brief, and fleeting, but the things that are invisible are deathless and everlasting. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, 3-5. For though we walk, live in the flesh, we are not carrying on our warfare according to the flesh and using mere human weapons. For the weapons of our warfare are not physical weapons of flesh and blood, but they are mighty before God for the overthrow and destruction of strongholds. Inasmuch as we refute arguments and theories and reasonings and every proud and lofty thing that sets itself up against the true knowledge of God, and we lead every thought and purpose away captive into the obedience of Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Galatians 3, verses 13 and 14 and 29. Christ purchased our freedom, redeeming us from the curse, doom of the law and its condemnation by Himself, becoming a curse for us. For it is written in the Scriptures, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, is crucified, to the end that through their receiving Christ Jesus, the blessing promised to Abraham might come upon the Gentiles, so that we through faith might all receive the realization, the promise of the Holy Spirit. And if you belong to Christ and are in Him who is Abraham's seed, then you are Abraham's offspring and spiritual heirs according to promise. Ephesians 6, 10-17. In conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Be empowered through your union with Him. Draw your strength from Him, that strength which His boundless might provides. Put on God's whole armor, the armor of a heavy-armed soldier, which God supplies, that you may be able successfully to stand up against all the strategies and deceits of the devil. For we are not wrestling with flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents, but against the despotisms, against powers, against the master spirits who are the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spirit forces of wickedness in the heavenly supernatural sphere. Therefore, put on God's complete armor, that you may be able to resist and stand your ground on the evil day of danger, and having done all the crisis demands, to stand firmly in your place. Stand, therefore, hold your ground, having tightened the belt of truth around your loins, and having put on the breastplate of integrity and of moral rectitude and right standing with God, and having shod your feet in preparation to face the enemy with the firm-footed stability, the promptness, and the readiness produced by the good news of the gospel of peace. Lift up over all the covering shield of saving faith, which upon you can quench all the fiery missiles of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword that the Spirit wills, which is the Word of God. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. And I am convinced and sure of this very thing, that He who began a good work in you will continue until the day of Jesus Christ, right up to the time of his return, developing that good work and perfecting and bringing it to full completion in you. Philippians 2:13. Not in your own strength, for it is God who is all the while effectually at work in you, energizing and creating in you the power and desire, both to will and to work for His good pleasure and satisfaction and delight. Proverbs 4:6-7. Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and in everything, by prayer and petition, definite request, with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God. And God's peace shall be yours, that tranquil state of a soul, assured of its salvation through Christ, and so fearing nothing from God and being content with its earthly lot of whatever sort that is. That peace, which transcends all understanding, shall garrison and mount guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, of cowardice, of craven and cringing and fawning fear, but He has given us a spirit of power and of love and of calm and well-balanced mind and discipline and self-control. Hebrews 10:23. So let us seize and hold fast and retain without wavering the hope we cherish and confess our acknowledgement of it. For He who promised is reliable, sure, and faithful to His word. Hebrews 10:35-36. Do not therefore fling away your fearless confidence, for it carries a great and glorious compensation of reward. For you have need of steadfast patience and endurance, so that you may perform and fully accomplish the will of God, and thus receive and carry away and enjoy to the full what is promised. Hebrews 11:11. Because of faith, also Sarah herself received physical power to conceive a child, even when she was long past the age for it, because she considered God, who had given her the promise, to be reliable and trustworthy and true to His word. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ, the Messiah, is always the same, yesterday, today, yes, and forever, to the ages. James 5:14-16. Is anyone among you sick? He should call to the church elders, the spiritual guides, and they should pray over him, anointing him with oil in the Lord's name. And the prayer that is of faith will save him who is sick, and the Lord will restore him. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess to one another, therefore, your faults, your slips, your false steps, your offenses, your sins, and pray also for one another, that you may be healed and restored to a spiritual tone of mind and heart. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. 1 Peter 2:24. He personally bore our sins in His own body on the tree, as on an altar, and offered Himself on it, that we might die, cease to exist to sin, and live to righteousness. By His wounds you have been healed. 1 John 3:21-22. And beloved, if our consciences, our hearts do not accuse us, if they do not make us feel guilty and condemn us, we have confidence, complete assurance and boldness before God. And we receive from Him whatever we ask, because we watchfully obey His orders, observe His suggestions and injunctions, follow His plan for us, and habitually practice